Chris and Corey met in the summer of 1998.
They tried to make it the summer of 69 and got kicked out of scout camp.
They now tell stories on podcasts under the guise of 80s movies reviews.
You're listening to That's Basically the 80s.
Sorry, this is by invitation only.
This is my invitation.
Hey.
Fucking yo.
What up, buddy?
Oh, just recording a podcast.
We're back at it. We watched a fucking Chuck Norris movie and David Carradine, and there was some Sarate in the movie.
Sarate with a C.
Yeah. And first off, let's cheers this up because we haven't been able to sit down and have a good drink or anything in a while with our podcast because we've been recording on my graveyards and having coffee or like squeezing in here or sliding it in where we can there. So
drinking Squeeze-Its.
Just a big fat fucking cheers. Dude, I love Cheez-Its or Cheez-Its. No, you love Cheez-Its. Yeah. I love Squeeze-Its back in the day.
Yeah, those are good. My kids, they eat them still.
They eat them?
Well, I mean, sort of.
So.
Yeah, we did a cheers of some rum because on the way over here, I was like, I'm going to need some whiskey if I'm going to deal with this tonight. And then I went and got rum on accident like a fucking moron.
It's true because I've been busting Corey's balls for the last 2 hours, at least hour and a half. So I'll give you a little backstory on that. Corey texts me. He goes, hey, no, I texted him. I said, hey, when are you coming over? He's like, I'll come over now if you're home. I'm like, bitch, I just left work, which was lie number one because I had left work like 5 minutes sooner. So, you know, fucked with him there. And then he's like, well, what time? I'm like, well, if I tell you seven, like, I'll tell you a time and you'll show up 30 minutes later. So I'll tell you seven. So you'll be there at 7:30. And he's like, look, bitch, you either tell me a time right now or I'm going to take a bath and go to bed. And I'm like, listen, motherfucker, you'll do what I say. And then he called me a dick burrito. And I was like, well, it's your favorite food. And he's like, no, dick tacos are my favorite food. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, well, actually, our podcast is doing this right now because of this and this and this. And I'm like, motherfucker, does it hurt to be right all the time? I'm like, do you have headaches a lot? And then he's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I was just trying to stay positive. And I'm like, man, I'm just fucking with you. I'm on a day off now, and I'm in a good mood. And he's like, I definitely need whiskey to deal with your dumb ass tonight. And then he brings rum over. So what do you have to say for yourself after that very long story?
Now we get to review fucking Lone Wolf McQuade.
It's true. This is our first Chuck Norris movie.
It's certainly our first.
Is it our first movie where somebody gets roundhouse kicked?
No.
No?
We did fucking Karate Kid.
That's true. So speaking of Karate Kid, when they redid Karate Kid back in the day, they had Jackie Chan do it, right? Why didn't they do a Texas Ranger version of the Karate Kid and have Chuck Norris?
They did Jackie Chan with a Karate Kid?
Yeah, it was Jackie Chan and Will Smith's kid.
Oh, yeah, Jaden Smith.
I never watched it.
Me neither. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if they made one, and well, I guess they kind of did in a roundabout way, because you remember that that movie with, not Devin Sawa, who was that guy that played in Sequest that ended up dying a couple years later? He was a little blonde kid, real, I think he played in Casper. Real popular in the ladies back in the early 90s. I think he was in Neverending Story 2, but he did a movie, I think it was called Sidekicks with Chuck Norris, where he'd have like these daydream fantasies where he'd ninja kick people and whatever and fuck them up, and then he ended up going to a karate tournament. And then,
daydream believer.
Then Chuck Norris was there, and he's like, oh shit, that's Chuck Norris. And then his little karate master was like, dude, Chuck Norris ain't shit.
I'm trying to figure out who this guy is.
Well,
Jordan Brandis. Was it Barry?
Barry? Yeah.
He died?
Yeah.
Huh. 2003.
Am I completely talking out of my ass right here, or am I?
No, he died. I could see him being popular with the ladies.
Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah.
Dude, he did some sweet shit. He did, like I said, he did Neverending Story 2. He did a whole series, Sequest. He was in It. He did Ladybugs, which was the first movie. I don't know if it was the first movie, but that was where Rodney Dangerfield dressed him up as a girl and made him play on the girls' soccer team so they would win. Oh, so nice. He could pay his rent or something like that. But anyways, that's a little story about Chuck Norris being a mentor, I guess, where I was going off on that. So anyways, what do you got for our listeners before we jump into this movie?
If anybody wants to book a last-minute trip to Wyoming to come watch us do some yoga, actually you can do yoga with us. We're doing a 1980s yoga inspired workout, taking pictures. Our friend and photographer Alex Yates, you can find him on like an Instagram at Yates, Alex Yates Photography.
I think it's under Big Dick Yates.
Mm-hmm. BDY. But
we're actually gonna... the bad thing is this is going to come out after.
Yeah.
Our photo shoot's going to be tomorrow and this will come out on Tuesday morning, but you know, whatever.
Right. So, I mean, if you guys show up, that's proof that time travel exists and I'm going to need a...
We need to talk to Marty McFly.
Something. Yeah. Let's go back in time and get some Doge.
Yeah, really. But so yeah, we're doing our photo shoot tomorrow that we've been promising for like a year because of fucking Rona and everything, and just life has got us down. So we're actually going to be collaborating with a local yoga studio called Soul Wellness Studio. Look them up on Instagram and Facebook. They do a lot of cool stuff. They'll like get crystals and little chimes, and they'll do little hand waves and try and get aliens and weird shit out of your body, and you know, and they'll just
mind fuck you with crystals.
Yeah, I went to a moon circle once with my wife there. I was the only dude there. There was like 30 other people, and it was like a full moon, and they had all these people in a circle, and I'm sitting in there, and they were playing some like tiki music and had some incense burning, and then there were some crystals and stuff. And then she pulls out this little model of this glowing moon, and she's like, I'm going to pass this moon to you. And she rolls that moon over to somebody, and they're like, fuck it, I need to know what you're thankful for. And they're getting all deep and shit. You know, they're like, I'm thankful for my life, and I'm thankful for all you ladies and you to be here and support me and everything. And then the moon got to me, and I'm like, I have no idea how to take this serious. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm like, life's pretty good. So I'm thankful for coffee. And
that's all.
Then I pass the moon on. I'm like, fuck, I was so like,
it's just,
you know, when that spotlight hits you and you're just like, oh, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know how to handle this moon circle, you know? And then they all laid down and took like a 20 minute nap. And then they wrote some notes down and they're like, okay, thanks for coming to the moon circle. I was like, thanks.
It's going
to
be hard. I don't know if I'm going to be able to take it serious tomorrow either, but.
Well, we're going to be dressed up in 80s clothes. Right. I have a wig and headbands and short shorts, and you're going to be wearing a neon pink belly shirt, so nothing about tomorrow is going to be serious.
No. I mean, if they bust out that moon circle, I'm going to be thankful for whiskey, probably, because I'm going to have some before it starts.
She did say that she's going to have, it's all going to be 80s themed, 80s music, everything. She's going to try and take, because we're actually going to do booty yoga, because they don't do aerobics there, but she's going to change up some of the moves to make them more aerobic, like 80s style.
Nice.
They're pretty excited about it.
That's good.
She's expecting like 20 to 30 people to show up.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know if Jesus will be there.
If he is, I'm going to be like, let me see them hands.
You know, Jesus is fit. I'll bet he does yoga and aerobics.
Right.
I'll bet you he's a cross-fitting motherfucker too.
My thing is like, does he ever put his hands up? Like, God's like, I got you a present. Cover your eyes. And he's like, okay.
Got you, Dad.
He's like, you joker.
That's why he makes him wear that 80s style sweatband to pull it down over his eyes. Yeah. And everybody, Corey's going to hell.
That's funny.
It is funny. So where are we at? We're 9 minutes into this bitch, and we're not even talked about Lone Wolf, but we've been having fun.
Yep. That's definitely how I anticipated this one would go, because I don't really remember the movie.
So this is how we ended up with Lone Wolf. We got a new Patreon. We talked to you about it. It was the big BJ.
Yep.
You know, if you want 1099 BJ, go to Kemmerer, Wyoming. That's Kemmerer, for those of you that can't spell.
I can't spell Kemmerer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So.
So, yeah, he says, oh, man, I want you to do Billy Jack, because his name's Billy Jack. So he says, I say it's BJ. I'm like, dude, Billy Jack is like a 76 movie. We're not doing that for you. Since you paid for a Patreon, you still get to pick. And he's like, fine, do Lone Wolf McQuade. I'm like, oh, fuck, Chuck Norris, David Carradine, some Sarate. Yeah, there's some hot women running around in some slightly see-through shirts, you know? We could do that movie.
I didn't even know that Billy Jack was a movie.
Yeah, it's like a badass ass-kicker movie from the 70s.
Hmm.
So this is how we're doing it. We're on Lone Wolf. We're on Chuck Norris. We're on Shootouts. We're on Dirty Houses. We're on having a wolf as a pet. We're on pissing off the drug runners, you know?
He kind of does all that. So yeah, the movie starts out in the desert at a drug deal.
It was either a drug deal or a gun deal or some kind of
something. Yeah,
some kind of, I guess, not legal deal.
It's definitely probably a gun deal, because David Carradine's character is a gun.
Yeah, I think the movie is about like a legal arms dealer, because they robbed the army later.
Mm-hmm. So
spoiler.
Then they're doing all this trading of money and guns, And then all of a sudden, fucking Texas Ranger is sitting way up on a cliffside, and he shoots one of them.
Well, what happens is, if I remember right, they're about to kill, because they've got all the Texas Rangers that did the ambush. They ambush the ambush.
Oh, yeah.
Then they've got them all tied up, and then he's the big fat. Did we ever come up with what we called him, wanted to call him?
No.
We'll just call him the big fat cartel guys. Mm-hmm. We were trying to think of what the like old Western Mexican cowboys were called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And we could never figure it out. And maybe we just are losing our minds. But he's sitting there and he's talking shit to all these guys and he's about to kill one. Or he has his partner about to kill one or something. And then well,
he shoots one of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's about to kill one. And Chuck Norris is like, what up, bitch?
Yeah, Lone Wolf, I think he shoots his gun or he shoots a truck and blows a truck up. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. He shoots the truck.
Yeah, and then he shoots another truck and blows up another truck. And then he doesn't save the freaking police.
No,
he still straight up shoots his eye. Instead of just shooting the guy, he just shoots the truck. He's like, oh, watch this. I'm going to blow up that truck.
Right.
And they're like, you did blow that truck up, but the fucking guy still died.
That's why they call him Lone Wolf, because he doesn't care. He's like, that still looked
cool. Right. And then they're like, hey, Ranger, come down here. And so he stands up.
Mm-hmm. And I would have just shot him.
Yeah. And he said, well, they tried to. And he's just standing there, and they shoot all the rock below him. And then he just comes walking. Excuse me. Just comes walking down. And then he throws his guns all down on the ground. He's like, look, motherfuckers, I don't even have my gun. Then, of course, he has to kick their asses without a gun, right?
Lone Wolf style.
Yep. And so he saves the day. And then you know who Lone Wolf is.
Yep. And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah. Then, of course, then they have to go back to the station. And the captain's like, McQuaid, you piece of shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like the classic... fucking yelling at him, and he's like...
the captain has to yell at the guy, and the guy's like, I don't need a partner. I do things on my own.
Oh, because he shows up to the retirement party.
Oh, yeah.
To the other guy that's obviously like Lone Wolf, because the captain hates him, too, and him and Lone Wolf are friends, you know? Uh-huh. And then he's all dirty and nasty and fucking taking a nap and then cracks a cold one. So, Corey's thinking...
I didn't know what to say there.
Corey's on his phone again. Sorry. He's not 100% committed to you guys. That's not true. He is. Here we are at the retirement party, and then they go back to... the police station or ranger station, I guess. And then that's when the captain comes up and he's like, McQuaid, you piece of shit. You have a partner now. And then all McQuaid does is look at him. And he's like,
I don't need a partner.
I can't take you serious because you wear a fucking bolo tie.
Yes. I remember the bolo tie. It was nice. Yeah. I liked it.
Have you ever had a bolo tie?
Yeah. When I was little, when I had my mullet, I used to have spurs and chaps and a bolo tie and a mullet.
And you were like, Mom, take me to karate. Yeah. Dressed, and you were dressed up like this because you just got done watching Lone Wolf. And then you're like, no, fuck it. There's no boards. Right. So I'm not going back.
We walked in and they were like, oh, we don't allow clowns in here. And I was like, wait, but I'm not dressed up like a clown. And my mom was like, you'll get it when you're older.
Don't worry. You'll really blossom in college, Corey. He's still in college, by the way.
20 years later, I was like, oh, wait, they were saying I looked like a clown. Not that I had to have that outfit on.
We don't let little shit. Your mom took you to Cobra Kai.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were like, oh, fuck this kid. You never met Miyagi-san, though, or Daniel-san, so sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, this entire episode is a train wreck. I love it. So, yeah, he's got a badass bolo tie, and he's like, I don't need no fucking partner. And then doesn't he just drive off?
Yeah, he just fucks off and goes home.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's kind of the introduction to his house. And we come up to his yard, and he's got his big bad wolf there.
Mm-hmm. A toilet out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and then in his yard, he's got like old 12-pack boxes of squirt soda, which is my favorite. It's not my favorite to drink, but it's my favorite soda to talk about. Because I could imagine, let's say Chris and Corey, that's basically the 80s, was sitting down and we were going to make up a soda and this wasn't a thing. And we'd be like, oh, let's put some fucking carbonated water in there and be like, what else you want, Corey?
Lemonade.
I don't know. Yes. Fucking throw some lemonade in there. And what else? I don't know. What should we call it? I don't know. Fucking squirt.
Hell yes.
And then it'd be like, oh, let's put a little pink in this one and then we'll call it Ruby Red Squirt.
So yeah, his house,
he even has a random toilet in his yard.
Yeah, his house is a piece of shit, and he's got like an outside toilet for some reason. Not an outhouse, just a random toilet sitting in his fucking yard. And then,
this is all correct.
Right, but doesn't the other guy follow him, and he's like, oh, you think your car is fast? Check out my supercharged truck.
I think this is after, maybe that's after, because that's when he's going to meet his daughter, because his partner shows up at his house.
Right. Okay.
He doesn't. And he's cracking a beer, right? Yeah. And he pulls his gun on his new partner, yeah, and then he shoots his own house.
Yeah,
like
we
a
got it.
Office
okay.
pop in the air.
So yeah, his partner shows up and he's like, God, whose shithole is this? And he knocks on the door, and then Chuck Norris answers and puts his gun to his head.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure if you're working like as a Texas Ranger, you can't just like answer the door and like put a gun to someone's head. There's probably like some laws to see.
Well, I'm sure you could do it. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm sure you could do it.
Probably shouldn't. I mean, I guess he doesn't care what the captain says. But.
Well, doesn't he run out there after that, after he tells his partner to leave, and then that's what he does, his little fucking shooting range thing in his backyard?
Yeah.
He's just like pulling guns, just shooting cans and cactuses, and then jumps on the ground and rolls over.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here, kid. You'll never be my partner. And then he just like drives up on the ridge, and then, yeah, Chuck Norris comes out, and he like shoots, and he does like a roll around where he's like shooting, rolling on the ground, and the guy's like, God damn.
Pulls a boot knife out and throws it, yeah, and sticks it into like a little pinata.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. Like,
he's like, his partner's up there just fanning himself, right, like, whoa.
Like, no, this what? I'm about to have a 12-pack of squirt up here.
Yeah, then Big Daddy Lone Wolf has to go see his daughter, uh-huh, for some horse racing, you know?
Right.
And so he jumps in the old Bronco, or not Bronco, he has a Dodge Charger.
Yeah. And then he's driving down the road, and then his partner gets on the intercom, and he's like, Lone Wolf McQuaid, you're fucking dude super awesome. I'm dehydrated as hell, and I know that you're a badass cop, and we're going to be friends. And he's like, you think your car's fast? Check this out.
And he hits the NOS on that and just fucking, yeah, ramps out of there.
Because I was like, oh, what
is, and the horse race is like a quarter mile of away.
I was like, oh, what is it going to do? Just like fucking press a button and hit NOS. And then he basically did. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he's like, you're never going to get away. And he's like, this is supercharged. And you're like, yeah, supercharge this. And then Lone Wolf says, supercharge this. Boom. So it's predictable but fun.
I'm glad that we were able to predict like what was gonna happen, but yeah, he's like, and he flies off, and then he gets to the horse races, and that's where we see David Carradine's character.
Right. Well, first we see his daughter on the horse, right? And then his old retired friend, and then the really hot lady comes riding up with the horse with socks on, and she has see-through shirt.
Right.
I noticed that first off. And she's just bouncing along. And he's like, damn, who's that? And then his old retired partner's like, oh, you remember that old dude that died? That's his wife, ex-wife. She's rich now.
Mm-hmm.
Then a car backfires.
Right.
And the daughter's horse goes nuts. And she's like, fuck, lightning bolts out of there, like Seabiscuit, you know?
Yep. And then the hot girl goes and saves her.
Right. And then she's like, you need to rein in your horses. Yeah. And Lone Wolf's like, I only rein in one thing. Right. It ain't horses.
It's a wild stallion, though.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's unreined because I'm Lone Wolf. But yeah, he saves her, and then the Cadillac or whatever pulls up, and it's David Carradine, and it says karate but with a C. That's why we were calling it Sarati earlier.
Right. His license plate says karate with a C on it, and then he jumps out and looks around. He's like, hey, are there any fucking curtains around here?
Right. I don't get it. Oh.
And then he's like, nope. All right. And then he comes out all being a badass, you know. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm the fucking karate champion. What are you?
Right.
I heard that you like to kick people. You want to go for a round?
He should have karate chopped the door off to get out of his car.
That's right. Or just like flipped out of it, not even open the door. Mm-hmm. Just did like a backflip out of it. So then they move on and they have a karate demonstration, right? They got a little ring set up, and then old Carradine fucks up three different guys. And then he's like, hey, Ranger, you want to get in here?
He's like, fuck no.
He's like, nah, I got other shit to do, like go have a beer. And so then that's when they pick the fight at the party, right? Because they're up there dancing and shit, yeah, and everything. And then Carradine's like talking to his henchmen, go pick a fight, right? And so then they kind of beat up his partner, and then his old retired friend gets in a couple licks, and then Lone Wolf jumps out there with his roundhouse kick, and then his Judy chop, and then I think he elbows a guy, and then I think he takes two shots of tequila, and then he does a backwards uppercut.
Just does Chuck Norris stuff.
Right. And then the girlfriend, the hot girl, gets pissed. And
she's
then
like, stop this.
She's like, this is not a good time. We need to go to a commercial break. What do you think?
Yes.
All right, then. We will be right back.
Bye.
After these messages.
Welcome back,
peeps,
from that commercial break. We're about to get the eyes of the Stranger Ranger are upon us.
The but before we do that, eyes of the Stranger are upon you. How'd that sound? Am I getting a little better on my singing?
Yeah. I mean, it was like decent, D's plus.
It was like maybe 5 on a 10 scale, so right at.
You wouldn't
complete
have got
average.
Last place at the Grammys. You would have got second to last.
Hey, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, if you hit the bottom, you can't go any farther down.
Right.
Like if I dig a hole and I hit the center's core, then I'm eventually digging upwards, right?
Yes.
Nice.
That's how it works. but before we get into the second half of this episode, let's do what we like to do in the middle of the episode, where we have you tell me to talk about a movie that maybe I've seen or maybe haven't seen, and it's not necessarily from the 80s. It could be from some other time period.
So this one that I'm going to throw at you is from the 2000s, 2010s, actually. And since we're doing Lone Wolf, who is a badass from the 80s, we're going to jump 80, 90, 2000, like 31 years in the future, I think, because this is a 2014 movie, if my memory is correct.
Like 7 years ago.
Yep. And so this is the more modern version of what a badass movie would be. And I mean, this movie is just all about kicking ass. All that happens is it starts out and you've got this young couple, not young, they're just like middle-aged couple, and they're just happy and living life and everything. But and I'm not telling you guys what the movie is. I'm just putting out a little bit of a filler there, and you're going to guess, but then I'm going to throw it at you. And so they're just happy. And then she gets really sick and it's like cancer or something. And she passes away. And so he's super sad. And he's just like, fuck, I need to go get some gas.
Uh-huh.
And so he goes and gets some gas, and he gets hustled a little bit by some guys. And they follow him home, and they jump him and surprise him, steal his car, and kill his dog.
I've never seen Torino.
I'm talking about John Wick, motherfucker.
Oh, I've never seen John Wick either.
You've never seen John Wick?
No. I know that he beats people up, and he likes his dog.
So you're talking the... probably the best actor, probably my favorite actor, and the best, or maybe actually probably is the best. It's probably better than The Matrix,
right?
Because the first Matrix movie was really awesome, and the second and third were pretty average. So the trilogy itself wasn't killer, but the first one was great. But so far, this trilogy has been awesome.
Yeah, no,
and you've never seen John Wick.
Nope.
You've never seen going and fucking being the Boba Yaga.
No,
you've never seen him break into the fucking Russian bar and the Russian spa and kill like 6 guards and then fucking take out the guy while he's in the little Turkish sweatshop thing.
Nope.
You've never seen him go through the nightclub and fall off of a balcony 20 feet in the air and still get up and then get shot and then fuck up a guy too?
Nope. Never seen it. But I was sure that you were talking about Gran Torino, because I was like, I've never seen that. And I was like, well, he's a badass. And then I know like some people want to steal his car or like beat him up or something. So that's got to be Gran Torino.
Well, Gran Torino is more just like a feel good movie. It's got a couple of actions in it, but it's more of like a fatherly figure to a young kid that and it brings a generation and like because he's old guy from, I think, either Korea War or maybe early Vietnam War. And then he's in a nice neighborhood, and he grew up back in the day where it was like segregation was the norm, and his neighborhood was all people like him and whatever. And then they just all slowly moved out, and his wife died, and his kids moved away, and then a bunch of and then a bunch of Asian people moved into his neighborhood, and so he was just like an old grouchy guy that would just sit out on the porch and drink beer and make fun of him. But then this young kid tries to steal his car because he's trying to just survive. And the way that thinks he has to survive is to join a gang. And they're like, steal that car. And so this old guy's real grumpy and he's like real gruff. But they end up forming a great relationship. And it brings like him and all of his family and everybody together into. And so he loses a lot of his racial things because he went to Korea.
Right.
And so he's like, I just hate all these people because I was in Korea. And then he teaches that kid work ethic and values and teaches him how to keep a job and whatever. And so it's more of a feel good movie, but sad at the ending where John Wick just, his wife dies, they steal his car, they kill his dog. And he just, it's like a wave of destruction from there on. Basically Keanu Reeves being Keanu Reeves.
Right.
So I think we'll move on from there. I mean, Corey whiffed on that one. And now you guys can leave us some comments and send us some tweets and talk shit on Corey for never seeing John Wick because, like, I think I went to the midnight premiere of the other John Wick movies. Is that good?
There's 3 of them out?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think there's a 4th one in the make. Well, they definitely set up the last one for another one to come out.
I thought there was 2.
They could make more John Wick movies than they did Fast and Furious movies and be successful.
I mean, I've seen, like, Candlewicks before, and I know people named John.
Yeah. But have you seen them fucking killing everybody that gets in their way? Okay. This is what happens. They in John Wick 2, they put out a contract on John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, John Wick versus the world. And the other guy's like, oh, I think the odds are pretty good. Mm-hmm. And John Wick, I think the odds are pretty even.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it sometime.
So you know what that is?
That's basically the Gran Torinos and John Wick.
Yep. All right. So before we get back into our movie, we'll do a little plug here for That's Basically the 80s.
Yep.
I want you guys to check out our website, www.thatsbasicallythe80s.com. On there, you can find links to all of our episodes. You can find our Anchor link. You can find our Patreon link. And we do have some cool gear on there that we're still working on getting some more. But
yep.
So you can get some t-shirts and stuff. And then on our Patreon, we do send out some prizes and stuff. And then you get access to all of our bonus episodes, which are
fun.
They're going to the moon, just like Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm. You should do a Doge collaboration. If you guys want to donate Doge to us, you can do that as well.
Just tell us how.
If you want to do that, you explain to us how, set up the wallets and everything, and then send it to us.
And just sign up a Robinhood account in our name, give us the password and everything, and we'll fucking handle it from there.
We really do need to set up our P.O. box just so we can spout that. And just because I'm always on Twitter like yelling at brands to do stuff.
Send us this. Give us that.
Right.
Send me a Ford F-150. Here's my P.O. box.
I'm always like, hey, guess what, brand? It would be really cool if you just like sent us some free shit and we talked about it. And then they just don't answer, but whatever.
That's because we don't have an address up there.
They're like, we're trying to send it. We can't ask them. We just want to surprise them, so I guess we won't.
I've got an address you can send some stuff to. Send it to That's Basically the 80s at 175 Riverview Drive, Suite E, Green River, Wyoming, 82935. Also, if you go there, you can check out all the cool stuff because it's a pretty sweet store called Desert Geek Games.
Yeah, we do have a business for that, yep.
So, should we get back into Lone Wolf a little?
Yes.
We left off at the part where she got pissed at the club, at the little dance, and her and Lone Wolf, they took off. She broke
the fourth wall and sent us to a commercial break.
That's right. So you want to pick up there?
Yeah. So she's like, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of this rowdy party where they're drinking alcohol.
And punching each other.
I know just the place. Let's go to a bar. And then they go to a bar.
Let's go to a hole-in-the-wall dirt bar.
And the very first thing she does is start punching people. And right. Get in a fight at the bar, and then they leave before they even get a drink.
Right, because some guy walks up to her, and he's like, hey, sweet tits. Mm-hmm. And Lone Wolf gets up, and he's like, are you talking to me? And then she's like, settle down, Loney.
Right.
And then she turns around and fucking knocks him out, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's get out of here.
She's like, you know Crocodile Dundee and that one-punch wonder, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, he ain't got shit on me.
That's the fight I want to see, is Crocodile Dundee and Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Ooh, see whoever can get the first hit in, probably. Actually, I kind of want
Crocodile Dundee fights a wolf, Lone Wolf fights a crocodile.
Ooh, what if it's a team match? What if it's like a tag team?
A wolf and a crocodile against the two of them? Or no, like they each get their own?
Lone
like...
wolf and a wolf, okay. And crocodile and a crocodile.
I was like, that's way better.
And they get in the ring.
I was like, if those two animals are just fighting, they wouldn't know what to do.
But there has to be some kind of water source, too, because the crocodile has advantage in the water, and I think the wolf might have advantage on land. So... maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know the schematics of this, but definitely that could be like a feature of a WWE. And then you could have the lady that rides the horse, the hot lady that took him to the bar, and then the other lady in her little bikini thong, not bikini, it was like her thong swimsuit she had. And they could be the ring girls that go around and do
the
rounds.
You're talking about just the two love interests from both movies.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know?
It could be like on that claymation. What was that show called? Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes.
It could be that.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, if anything.
Probably what would end up happening would be the two girls would end up winning, everybody else would die, and then they'd just go off and be like, hey, man, you want to go get a squirt? And they would. So, anyways, then they leave the bar because she knocks the dude out, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's get out of here. This place is too dirty. Let's go back to my place.
Right.
And then she walks in and she's like, this place is a shithole because he's got like beer cans everywhere and dirt everywhere and stuff. And he's like, yeah.
He's like, at least the bed's clean. I don't use that often.
Right. And Lone Wolf don't give a fuck. And she's like, yeah, Lone Wolf don't get fucked either. He's like, well, you know.
Fuck it, I'll get a beer.
I got a wolf, you know.
I got a wolf, and you open up his fridge and he's got 10 beers and 2 bottles of peanut butter in there.
Fucking animal people show up and they're like, are you fucking this dog? He's like, they don't call it Lone Wolf for nothing. And they're like, answer us. And he's like, no, I don't. I was trying to make a joke. It didn't work, but so I don't remember what happens after that.
So then after that, I want to say there's a lot of roundabout. Then Lone Wolf goes to the horse track racing because he wants to see the gun runners or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that's our quote at the beginning. He goes walking up to the VIP. And the guy steps up and he's like, this is a fucking VIP. And he's like,
here's my pass.
And he points to his badge and then he beats him up and goes in. And then you got Tyrion Lannister's dad in there fucking rolling around in a
supercharged little buggy.
Yeah, a little rascal. He's like, fuck. And little rascal. aren't those what they're called, little rascals? Like, that's a brand, isn't it?
I don't know. I think at some point they got called that, so it must have been.
I think that is the brand. There is a brand of those little electronic wheelchairs called Little Rascals. So he's just fucking wheeling around. He's like, Lone Wolf, I've been watching you. You are awesome. But my partner is a fucking maniac, right?
Right.
Something like that. And so he's like, well, you better quit your shit or else. And the other guy's like,
or the eyes of the stranger will be upon you.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, look at that over there. And he points away and then he hits a little button and he does a James Bond thing and his wall turns.
Yeah,
on
his
him.
Wall. He's like,
and Lone Wolf's like, what the fuck? Where'd he go?
I always wanted a wall like that with like a book. You pull the right book and then it's like, whoof.
I want a statue with a dick on it, like a naked guy. And then you just like tug on his dick a little bit and then it'll spin you.
You have to do it like a lot. To get the thing to turn, so you got like, and your arm's getting tired, so you like put your hand on it, like the other hand. You know how they do when they're, and then
the person that you're trying to get away from looks at you like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "Give me a minute, it takes some time."
Right, but then like the statue, like sometimes it'll be like, "This normally doesn't happen to me. I'm sorry." And you just flip around to like a room, and the other room is just like full of like mental clarity where you're like, oh, this is a fucking waste of time, wasn't it?
That's the room that has all the little moon crystals and the little,
what are you thankful for? Apparently the workout
has got a journal to write your intentions down, has some incense burning, and be like, ED is not uncommon.
That'd be cool.
Oh fuck.
But yeah, he kind of like flips around in that wall. He's like, peace, bitch, you know, and drives up.
And then Lone Wolf's like, well, I might as well go get laid again. Mm-hmm. Or no, he goes home. He's like, I might as well go get a beer.
Right. And then she cleaned his house.
Right. And he shows up and she's there cleaning. He's got vitamins up and cleaning everything. He's like, what the fuck are vitamins for? And knocks him off. He's like, I want a beer.
Was it you? Or was he talking about the vitamins in the movie when he's like, they would all just like clump together?
I don't know. I think I said something because I started talking about vitamins.
Yeah. You were talking about vitamin E, weren't you?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. It was like 2 nights ago.
Right. I think you were.
But yeah, she puts all the vitamins on top of the thing and puts like a bunch of vegetables and stuff in his fridge, and he gets all pissed and starts throwing shit around. And she's like, look, we ain't fucking unless you fucking stop. And then he's like,
they don't call me Lone Wolf for nothing. I got a hand.
Well, I could take a vitamin B. And so he pops a vitamin B and drinks beer, and then they fucking hammer one out on the couch, you know?
Right.
And then that's when Carradine shows up shooting shit.
Yeah. Because when we were watching that part, either you or your wife Carrie said, my dad would always just keep a bottle of vitamin E pills together, and they would just congeal like into one big one.
It had to have been Carrie.
Okay.
I think we paused it there, and I went up to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. You guys must have talked about it then, because I don't remember that at all.
It's like, I know we had a vitamin conversation about them like congealing together.
But yeah, then this is when the fucking desperation, or the like sad part, because that motherfucker shows up and shoots his wolf, and then puts a couple rounds into the house, and he's like, stay down, and runs out and then finds his dog. And that's when shit gets real, you know?
They just call him Lone from there on out.
Yeah, they just call him Loner. And so then they leave and go kidnap his daughter, and shit's getting fucking bad at this point. So if you kill his dog and you kidnap his daughter, and then basically that's the same thing as killing his dog and stealing his car. So that's why John Wick stood out, you know? Yeah. It's like John Wick probably spent a lot of his time watching Lone Wolf. You know, because he's got a wild beard, right? A little bit, and he can fuck you up. But John Wick wears a tie, a regular tie, not a bolo tie. And
he does wear a regular tie.
And I don't think he ever drinks a beer, but I know that he does have a couple of fine whiskeys and stuff.
He does dress nice. I know that much about John Wick.
Yeah. So I'm just talking about generations coming together.
So what you're saying is Lone Wolf is more about just like bridging the generational gap, just like Gran Torino.
I think John Wick is about bridging the gap because it connected with Lone Wolf, because Lone Wolf was there and then John Wick was like, I feel you. And so now those guys can get together and just find people that kill dogs and fuck them up, you know, because What kind of person do you have to be to kill a dog?
It's just bad people.
You know, I mean, I've been bit by dogs and I've fought some dogs before. And you know me, I have like a special relationship with dogs. If you're not mine, just I don't like necessarily want to be around you.
Oh, yeah.
But I would never just kill a dog to kill a dog.
Right.
You know, I'd probably be like, hey, motherfucker, and try and kick at it like I'm a badass and then run away. And then I'd get bit again. But where was I going with this? Oh.
I don't know.
They kidnap his daughter. Yeah. And they kill his dog and everything in this. So then he's got to hit up. He's got to get with the feds because the feds come in, right?
Uh-huh.
And then and then he gets his. I don't know. He gets his badge taken away like a normal cop movie, whatever.
They're like on the office, and he's like, "Guess what? Read this letter." And he's like, "A disposition." And then the other federal judge is like, "Fuck yeah!" And he's like, "But I'm Lone Wolf." And then his captain's like, "I don't care." And he's like, "Do you want my badge too?" And he's like, "That shouldn't be necessary."
Yeah. And then the feds are like, well, you don't need your badge. We're going to Mexico. And he's like, fuck, you got a helicopter?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Then they go totally Bad Boys 2 on him and like suit up and like all of the different agencies come together. Like, check out all the different things we brought you.
Be like, we got the FBI. Mm-hmm. We got Border Patrol. We got the U.S. Marshals here. We got the Coast Guard. Sir, why do we have the Coast Guard? We're out in the desert. Don't fucking talk to me.
In case they get too far away.
You know, there's water. You know, the Coast Guard guy just has a bunch of water bottles and shit. He's like, look, man, he's like the Aquaman of Justice League. Just give him some waters. So they go to Mexico and they infiltrate this little town. And you know what they do? They shoot a bunch of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lone wolf's like, wait, guys, we got a scout. And then the one fed is like, I'm a motherfucking fed.
Right.
You know, he runs out there and he says, stop, this is the police. And so what happens?
He gets shot.
Yeah. So a lot of people get shot, right? And Lone Wolf and the other guy, I think his name's Jackson.
Mm-hmm. He's Action
like,
Jackson.
Yeah. And they're like, fuck, man, why do you do that? He's like, I don't fucking know, but.
You got me.
I guess let's run around and we'll shoot some people and we'll kick some people, you know. And
he should have just started spinning and shooting his gun again. Fuck.
Jumped in the dirt and just Jason did some Barnes rolls. Here again. And, yeah. He never did that against a bad guy, did he? Oh. Only against the targets. This was the perfect opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There was sand everywhere.
Right.
There was bad guys. He could have taken his shirt off.
He could have done it. Instead, nope.
And all he did instead, I think he jumped on top of some buildings and did like a front double kick.
I just want to be like the director of photography or whatever that's like, because like which... Like, was it the director or Chuck Norris? Like, was director like, hey, Chuck Norris, check this out. Take your shirt off, roll around in the dirt, and shoot your gun like a badass. Or were they just making the movie, minding their own business, and Chuck Norris is like, do you know what this scene needs? Me to take my shirt off, and I'll roll around in the dirt and just, like, shoot shit.
I think this is how it went. David Carradine was like, I think Chuck Norris needs to take his shirt off, fucking roll around in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then he's over there in the closet.
Jesus Christ. That was a terrible joke.
So bad. I feel so bad for David Carradine. Oh, I need to stop those.
But either way, like, it's a weird scene. And then they had to, like, shoot it. And then were they, like, cut? And then did Chuck Norris jump up and be like, did that look as badass as it felt? And they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's awesome. Let's move on. Let's
check this out, the movie done. Let's say you're filming and you're like, what does this scene need? Wouldn't you just say to Chuck Norris, hey, take your shirt off. And let's shoot this whole movie. And then let's shoot this whole movie again. You take your shirt off.
No, I'd have the girl roll around and do shooting guns.
True. Okay, check this out. Shoot the whole movie with Chuck Norris, no shirt on. Role reversal. Chuck Norris is no longer the lone wolf. The hot girl that I can't remember her name is the lone wolf. And Chuck Norris is the damsel that rides in on the horse with socks and saves him. She spends the whole movie with her shirt off rolling around in the sand. You have two movies.
Her name is Fuck Norris.
Oh my god, what a disaster.
Yeah. But I mean, these episodes where we do like requests for our Patreons kind of always are disasters, so hopefully BJ is listening this long and has enjoyed it, because
for sure
I don't know if I'm gonna listen to this one.
I've had a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. I mean, you know, but he does end up saving the day. They stop the cartel.
Uh-huh.
He saves his daughter, but there's also another tragic ending. Like, his girlfriend does get shot and killed.
Yeah. Well, she takes a bullet for him.
Yeah. She jumps in front of there, and she's like, slow motion 80s action movie, dives in there. And then he's like, no. And she's like, I love you. And she falls and dramatically dies, right. You know. and there's an explosion in the background.
While she dies.
Yeah, and there's a big giant armored tank that drives by, and then there's some guy that pulls up in a helicopter with a freaking little rascal.
So it's basically just the plot of like all of the Expendables movies.
Right. So what else you got for this badass movie? Don't forget to share our episode with people and sign up for our Patreon and give us some comments. And
oh, yeah. There's one scene about the movie that we didn't talk about that we have to.
Okay.
Remember when they like capture him and they're like, we're going to bury him in the desert in his truck.
Oh, yeah.
They like knock him out. And then, like, they're going to bury him just in the desert in his truck for some reason.
Yeah, and they're then, just digging a hole with a big old backhoe.
And then he, like, wakes up and he's like, I'm going to drive my supercharged Bronco out of this hole. Freaking, like.
Right, just, he hits the NOS and fucking busts out of the hole like a
right,
like a giant earth drill bit or something, yeah. Right?
And that reminded me, because, like, on Kill Bill, like, when Beatrix Kiddo, like, breaks out. Mm-hmm. What if Quentin Tarantino was like, well,
what if we just supercharge her coffin?
Right. What, like, how is she going to get out? Well, they're like, we don't know what to do in this scene. And David Carradine's like, I know what to do. Let's. One time I was on this movie called Lone Wolf McQuade. So let's bury Beatrix Kiddo. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Kill Bill. I'm sorry.
Which we will have that Patreon right. coming sometime. Someone is
coming soon. It's a Patreon exclusive.
Empty promises, I know.
But we don't know that her name's Beatrix Kiddo in Kill Bill 1, right? We don't learn that until 2. But, he's like, so anyways, I was on this movie, Lone Wolf McQuade, and they buried me. They buried Chuck Norris, and then he drove his truck out of the ground. So what if we bury Uma Thurman, and then she, like, punches her way out? And then, because she, like, supercharges her way out of the ground, too, you know?
It's awesome.
And then he's like, and Quentin Tarantino's like, this is perfect. And then, we'll make 2 movies, and then she'll kill you at the end of that movie. And he's like, this is just like Lone Wolf McQuade.
And which is awesome about that, because another prediction moment when he comes busting out and then gets out, I think he might kick some ass or something too, right?
Probably.
And then his partner, he's like fucking sitting there hurting. And I'm like, fuck, he needs a beer. And he just looks at his partner and says, get me a beer. Mm-hmm. Then they crack a beer open, right? Fucking down it. So
it was a wild movie.
What else you got?
I don't think I have anything else.
Do you know what we want to watch next week?
What?
I think we should do another Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you the choice. Cocktail or Risky Business?
Cocktail.
Fucking A. You know what that is?
That's basically the 80s.
In the eyes of a stranger, a ranger is upon you. And then they get to the ending finally.
W. That's basically the 80s. 80.